It's December 13, 2009. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is David Bolser, your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University. We are a university of the church for the world. Today you are once again invited to join hundreds of students, faculty, staff, and friends who came on Saturday evening, November 28th, to celebrate Christmas at CMU. Throughout December, I am retracing my steps of that Saturday evening, moving from venue to venue between choirs, instrumental ensembles, storytellers, and minstrels to bring you into our celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. Diane Hebert, Executive Assistant to the President, and I whisked back and forth, microphones in hand, placing them at various venues, all in the hopes of capturing some of the celebration. So join me as I bring Christmas at CMU to you. There was the first signs of a Manitoba winter that night. As the flakes drifted down, there was the glow of angels at the entrances and the smell of cider and home-baked cookies. But most of all that evening, there was the taste of hope and joy of a promise foretold. Listen to the promise and the longing in Isaiah's account, read by Earl Davey, Vice President, Academics, from the prophet Isaiah. Listen to the promise and the longing in Isaiah's account, read by Earl Davey, Vice President, Academics. The background music is the CMU Handbell Choir, conducted by Verna Weeb, and 'Twas in the Moon of Wintertime.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 40 and chapter 9. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, in the desert prepare the way for the Lord, and make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
As I move down the hallway, hoping to find my way into the Athletic Center to hear the CMU singers, led by Derek Morphy, I wove my way through clusters of friends and family, meeting and greeting each other. Laughter often seems to mark these moments when we come into someone's warm embrace. Why is it that when we celebrate Christmas, we laugh? Oh, for sure, it's because we're all funny people in some way or another. But I wonder if it's also because we can't help but burst with delight when a promise foretold is fulfilled. Jesus' birth was filled with longing, generation upon generations of longing. And now that promise has come. So we revisit that longing and taste the delight of its fulfillment when we embrace an old friend. I slipped into a seat to hear the CMU singers make our plea. Kommst du Licht der Heiden? Are you coming? O you powerful comfort in suffering, Jesus, come to me. And right after the singers, I found my way to the Laudamus Auditorium. Rudy Schellenberg was leading the CMU Chamber Choir with two of Felix Mendelssohn's expressions of a promise fulfilled.
Thank you. So, are you finding your way around? Have you figured this whole thing out? Have you? You got some cookies? Hot apple cider? Yeah? The ginger snaps, by the way, are mine. 12 dozen I made one night. Oh, it was fun. So I hope you enjoy them. A little dry, but that'll be better next year. So we have translation pages, and if you find one on your chair or under your chair, you should find one somewhere. This is the music. Find the chamber choir. That's the music we'll be singing.
Lasset uns
sounds of hope reverberated through the Laudamus auditorium, and I sat for just a moment to let their strains sink deep into my soul. The hush lifted, and we joined the mass of people heading down the hallway towards the athletic center once again to join the culminating experience of carol singing with all the choirs, all the guests, and all the instrumentalists, including the CMU jazz band that would lead us. Here is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And yes, once again, if you feel it welling up inside you, go ahead and sing along.
Thank you.
It's hard to describe what happened that night, but I am so delighted that you chose to join me for Christmas at CMU this morning. Come back next Sunday right here as we take another walk through Founders Hall, joining in the celebration of Jesus' birth. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen anytime on our website. And I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3P2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next Sunday, my prayer for you is this. May God bless you and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.